Good evening. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And I have just been having a great time up in here. We should have the cameras rolling. And I just felt like a party. And I hope y'all don't mind and hope you shared some of that and got your body moving, because in this now moment, you got to be doing that which is definitely in your best interest, and doing that to increase your circulation, increase the flow of life force in your body is what you should be doing consistently over time. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I'd like to welcome you. I am always in a place and space where it is my intention to support you in remembering how blessed you are and giving you more with each program in terms of that which inspires you to dig a little deeper, to reach a little higher, to think more, to think more, because these people are trying to make sure that you're thinking less, that you're mindless, that you're thoughtless, that you are less. And I'm saying, no, you should be striving to be your best. And that is absolute divinity. And we are in a place and space where we have so much to be grateful for, so much to be thankful for. There is so much more than we can possibly fathom or imagine ahead of us, in front of us, immersed all around us. And as we are remembering that we are always immersed in the reality of the absolute and supreme intelligence and its presence, and that we are dwelling consciously in its presence as points of its presence, and being completely present in the now moment, and doing that which allows us to be vehicles and vessels of undistorted love, light, wisdom, and truth, to have the fluidity of a life currency and life force and hydration and oxygenation. Those are the things that we should be consistently applying ourselves to in terms of exalting a full life's urge to walk in the fullness of the integrity of who we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. We are immersed in being consistently reminded that there are so many ones who are taking responsibility to shape what other people think and what other people feel and what they are or are not able to do for themselves or in their own behalf, so that we have to really know that we have so much opportunity available to us in this now moment, because we are the beneficiaries of the love, the light, the realizations, the revelation, the epiphanies, the clarity, the gifts, the sacrifices, the ingenuity, the talent, the creativity, the offerings, and the labor, the services of so many ones who have gone before us, that there literally is nothing that we cannot accomplish once we put our minds to it, and once we realize how things really work. We're in a now moment that requires us to prioritize our priorities and put ourselves at the top of our own list. And it's not, it seems as though that would be something that we would not have to state, that that would be the case, but it's not often the case, because we have so many ones that we're concerned about, so many ones that we are here to take care of, or we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to care for those ones, our husbands, our wives, our children, our mothers, our daughters, our nieces, our nephews, our family, those who are charged to us, our students. We have so many ones, and that's what we're here to do, is to give of ourselves, to be in service, just as life serves all of us. But when we are not doing that which is in our own best interest, and we allow all of these things to take a precedent over what we should be doing for ourselves, and after a while, we lose ourselves in it. And so many people have lost themselves in their marriages because they are so much involved in trying to please the next person, so much involved in working every day and trying to make sure that the bills are paid and make sure that the children have and the food is on the table and all of this. And I'm just saying is that we live in absolute reality, that there is law and there is order. And we have been socialized to be in a place where we are out of alignment with the law as well as the order. So we are experiencing, as a result of that, all manners of dis-ease, imbalances, fear, doubt, inconsistency, contradiction, hypocrisy. We're in a state of serious moral and ethical impoverishment. And so we have to make sure that we are doing that which is ours to do, because if we don't do it, it won't get done, particularly in terms of healing ourselves, correcting ourselves, doing that which ensures that we're truly living the life that we are really happy with and delighted with. And if we take the time, and taking the time to really be in a place where we are very decisive about what we're living for. And that's what I really want to just question you. You know, have you questioned yourself? What are you really living for at this particular point in your life? What really matters to you? Are you living the life that you really want to live? And what would be the difference if you're not? If money were no question for you, how would you spend your days? If you did not have to go and work for money to pay the bills, would you still be driving those trucks? Would you still go and labor and serve the people that you serve if there was no money involved in it? I mean, we have to really begin to check ourselves, because your life is your gift. So you should not be mindless or thoughtless about it. And to know that whatever it is that you really want and desire in your life, for your life, particularly when it is truly in your best interest, you should have it. You should be able to really do it. And that's part of the blessedness of being in a lawful universe that gives us the opportunity to have whatever it is we would care to think about. And knowing how to create is a part of what we have to remember that was taken from us, is that we're not necessarily creating consciously, but the law is still working. So when you look at what you have created, where you're living, what's around you, how you're living, are you in a place where you're peaceful? Do things come to you easily, readily? Is it everything a struggle for you? I'm just wanting you to get real serious about where you are, because, you know, you can listen to the news, you can listen to Democracy Now!, you can listen to all of the programs that WRFG has for you, and we're bringing you programming that you would not necessarily get anywhere else. But at the end of the day, what does that do for you? Does it make you a little bit more conscientious about how wicked these people are and all of the stuff that they're doing all around the world? You got more insight, you got more information about the racism that's not just against us as a dark, dark people, but the racism against everybody else. You understand? I'm just saying, European men have these few European men, Caucasians, white boys, whatever we want to call them, few ones that try to, that have given the rest of them such a bad name. And it's not really funny, because it's really sick. It is really sick to perpetuate sickness, illness, and disease and whatnot, as if it is your right and your authority to be killing folk. You know, and to realize that in a lawful order, in a lawful universe, is like, how can you really go about your day injecting people, inoculating, immunizing, bastardizing, usurping, incarcerating, you understand, stacking the deck against everybody, but you want to prosper? I'm just saying is that it really is not really a good vibe to be in a place where you really don't know how to really prosper. And you're doing everything bass-ackwards, everything, after all of this time. We just need to raise completely up. Everybody, every hue of people, from the blackest black to the lightest light, everybody needs to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified and renewed and realigned in the truth that as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, we are already in divinity. And we're all being warred against through the systemization of decadence, defamation, degradation, violation, miseducation, you know, all of this commercialization and sublimation and all of this stuff that goes on as day-to-day business and government and all of this to the detriment of not only the people, but the creatures as well as the planet. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that your personal power matters. And that's why I generally speak to what you can do in your own life to have leverage in a system that has run amok, that has gone so far off, you understand, so far out of alignment with the laws of life that they have the right to leave the planet at any given point in time. We can wake up and be thrust into the spirit worlds at any given point in time. That's how bass-ackwards it is in terms of serving and living to exalt sickness, illness, disease, and death, pharmaceuticals, medicine, surgeries, and whatnot. I mean, just saying, is that how could you as a doctor live with yourself knowing that you keep seeing the same person over and over again, and all you do is keep giving them more and more medication, or you are giving them more and more surgeries? And I'm just saying is that this is hideous. I talked to an elder the other day, and if you're listening, I sent you something in the mail, but my elder had 20 surgeries, 20 surgeries. And as I listened, I'm saying all of those surgeries, none of them were really necessary. All of them were as a result of our not knowing, her not knowing, her not being given what she needed to do in order to make the initial correction. And all it really was is the cleansing. And that's why we have to take ourselves seriously enough to realize that we should not be going up under the knife for everything. You know, you understand? Everybody wants to cut it out and cut this out and cut, take your organs and take your glands and cut this out. And I'm just saying is that the body is designed by the intelligence of existence you should trust. The intelligence of your being. And if you don't know, and you go to the doctors, and then the doctors don't know, then don't go to the doctors and have them cut up on you and they don't know. They haven't told you what created the situation. They don't know how to keep it from coming back. It's like, well, we can treat this, but there's no guarantee. There, you understand, you'll be on these medications all of your life. I mean, this is a real serious issue, because when you have so many ones who are moving into older age, maturity, becoming senior citizens and whatnot, and the body is going to react to all of the things that the person has been choosing all of this time. And that's why when people talk to me and I say, well, for 50 years, you've been doing everything that we've been taught to do. So for where we are now, you can't afford to drag your feet about changing your diet. You can't afford to take it slow, because it's been slow this entire time. All right. But the reality of it is knowing that if you have been feeding the way that we were taught to eat, in having oatmeal, breakfast cereals, cow's milk, bacon, eggs, sausage, grits, and all of this first thing in the morning with toast and poached this and boiled eggs and all. If you were brought up that way and you've been doing that for the last 45, 50 years, your body is already in trouble. All right. If you're still doing turkey sandwiches and fried fish and fish and potatoes and ground cow, I'm sorry, ground cow and spaghetti, we have to really get it that you really need to stop and get real serious about what are you living for? Because you're the only one who's going to be able to make the difference. These people would have no power and no authority in our life if we did what we were told to do in loving the Creator with our whole bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls. In really applying ourselves, knocking, seeking, asking, and whatnot, as opposed to just following the blind, deaf, and the dumb. But we didn't know they was blind, deaf, and dumb. They dress up real nice and they head the courts and they, you know, they're the ones in the school systems. They're the ones in the hospitals. They're the ones setting it all up. You understand? These are their businesses. They're the ones who making the money from the bars and the alcohol and the tobacco and the beef and the pork and the chicken and the fish and the whatnot. And y'all just want to follow all these ones. I'm just saying they done led y'all straight into a hellacious situation with more sickness, more illness, more disease, and premature death. And we need to not participate with them and with it. But it's the foundation of the system of things. And we cannot walk in the fullness of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and we do not have the care to be in proper alignment with its intelligence and the intelligence of our own being, that which beats our heart and that which breathes us. And then the churches have socialized you in the feeling that you're supposed to be sinful. You're supposed to be wrong. There's no reason for you to apply yourself towards being perfect because Jesus was the only perfect one. And you just need to call on Jesus. You don't have to live that life. And what's really hideous is that you have these ones who exalt the life of Jesus and they talk about Jesus, 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 Jesus. But they wouldn't recognize Jesus now if Jesus slapped them in the face. They wouldn't recognize Jesus. They wouldn't recognize him. And they would ridicule, just like he was ridiculed before, if the story was a real story. But we know that the story was a story of another story. But the issue is that you have so many ones who will talk about this, the life of this person, but they would not recognize the life in person. They're so far out of alignment. And for them to be expecting somebody to come and then not heed, not listening, not caring to do the inner work of their own clearing and cleansing and consecration so that if there is to be a second coming, that they are fully able to participate with it as opposed to being in a place and space where you have not prepared yourself. So what is the point of the second coming? And exalting it if you're not consciously trying to live the life that is harmonious and reflective and exemplary of that life. We're in a now moment of eternity. It requires us to understand that inconsistency, contradiction, and hypocrisy undermine your integrity. And that there is no real success without integrity. So there are those who feel as though they're successful business people, they're successful entrepreneurs, they're successful this, that, and the other, but they built their success on lies. They built their success on bending the truth. They built their success on perpetuating that which was not real. So is there any real success? No, there really isn't. Because success in life is the success in being true to the truth of who you are. Not to fabricating all of these lies and making people think that the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, pesticide, herbicide, antibiotic, all of this stuff is food. And you ain't had a good meal if you're not eating garbage. But these are successful business people, successful advertisers, successful in going and laying foundation for a successful death. We cannot participate. If you believe, even if you don't believe, in that absolute and supreme intelligence that you refer to as God, then know that God is intelligent enough to not have put us here to be killing ourselves and supporting the killing, the violation, the annihilation of other ones. For countries to be involved in billion-dollar transactions in nuclear this and bombs and warfare to the detriment of their own populace is absolutely hideous. Why would you be all off into a nuclear arms race or whatever so that you all can have a standoff? Because that's all you're going to do is stand off. You could just stand down anyway. Get in harmony with life itself and the purposes of life itself. We were given intelligence and the ability to communicate so that we can work it out towards a win-win situation, doing that which is truly in the best interest of the whole. Why is that so difficult for people to get? But because they feed off of this garbage, because their blood is defiled with the alcohol and the tobacco and all of this, because they are serving their own interests and their own personal agendas, because they are so insecure and whatnot in terms of them thinking that their wealth and their money is power to the detriment of other ones, then these people are those who really do not need to be leadership. And if they are trying to lead, then know that they're leading you straight to hell. They cannot be trusted. And the hellaciousness is cancer and diabetes and amputations and having your thyroids and your glands and stuff cut out. If that's not hellacious, I'm not sure what is. You understand? You don't have to wait till you're dying when they're cutting you and you're not able to live in the fullness of who you are. Do you realize that all of these women who are having their wombs removed and then they're injecting you with other hormones from other beings, hormones from horses and whatnot, because now your womb has been removed so that your body is not functioning the way that it should. Your moods, your hormones and whatnot are not, you're not balanced. Your womb is your seat of creativity. Why should we be giving up our womb so easily? Well, I'm just tired of the pain. Well, you don't think that you're going to be in pain once they cut you open and you come off the drugs. You're not going to be in pain. You're still going to be in some pain. Well, at least I won't be in pain once a month. You may be in pain the entire month. And maybe just not bleeding. We have to come to a point and place where we understand that by virtue of there being absolute law and absolute order, that the healing that has and that can happen so that you are no longer on the high blood pressure medicine, you are no longer on the insulin, you are no longer having to take all these pharmaceuticals, you are healing yourself because you are facilitating the cleansing of your body temple by doing really simple things on a daily basis with a wholehearted desire and an absolute trust and faith in that which you all refer to as God, in claiming your life, in claiming your health, in claiming your wholeness, in claiming your healing, in activating and speaking your word, your truth, and being empowered by it. You have so much available to you now. There's no reason for you to be talking about, I got to be on these medications all of my life, unless you're just in a place where you have resigned yourself to being out of order, being disobedient unto the laws for the rest of your life. But once you make the commitment to the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, once you begin to prioritize your priority so that you are investing in doing that which is truly in your best interest, once you realize that you will never have anything greater than yourself, and this opportunity that we've been given to live in this now moment is so that we are able to truly develop the strength of will, intention, and character that properly realigns us in the truth of that which we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. It is female, male, both, and neither. Every being is a point of its own intelligence. Every being has purpose in being. And none of these beings were purposed by the intelligence of existence to rot and decay and decompose in our intestines, polluting our body temples. That is not the purpose of any of these beings, any of these creatures. And to make multi-trillion-dollar business on the violation of the body temples and undermining the cellular functioning of everybody from the womb to the tomb, from the cradle to the grave, is enough to sink the whole of humanity and humankind. We're in a place and space where we have to know that men who are out of alignment with the purposes of existence, men who place money and war and bombs and violence above their duty, obligation, and responsibility to be the foundation of the security and providing for women and children and the harmony of our global community, those ones are not the ones you need to be paying attention to. You need to be paying and giving your complete attention to the intelligence that beats your heart and that breathes you, and recommitting every atom and every cell of your being to being whole so that you are able to stand in the light of its truth, glorifying and honoring the legacy of the lineages that you represent, and being able to give your gifts and rise forward, particularly where you care. To be a healing force within your families, within your communities, within this country, and unto the world itself. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. At the top of the hour, we started out with a piece that I wrote in 1992. It's amazing, calling for the boycott of the death industries, followed by The Time of This World is at Hand by Billy Gault. Brother Earl's New World, This Disorder. From Blue Magazine, a bit of Us Against Us, Rise and Shine. Great Pax Whitey by James Cleveland, the New York Community Choir, and Nikki Giovanni. If the Ocean Had a Voice by Urban Avenue 31, Linda Jones Thomas, Cool Water, and Zap Mama's Ancestry in Progress. For those of you who are tuning into Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the Inner Circle, for the very first time, I welcome you and encourage you to meet me here every Monday as well as Thursday nights, Monday from midnight to 6 a.m. and Thursday nights from midnight to 3. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, I'm so grateful that you prefer to be here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are listening via your phone app from wherever you are, thank you for using the technology towards your greater good. The meeting of the Inner Circle, and anytime I come to the airways, I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence. I am the one who consciously seeks to remind us that our being upon the planet is by virtue of there being a divine purpose in our lives, and our purpose in living is not to have as much money as possible, to be successful in worldliness and wickedness and sinfulness and doing that which creates sickness, illness, disease, degradation, dysfunction, bastardization, usurpation, and all of that which is oppression and starvation, warfare, molestation, incarceration, all of this stuff that we see as that is impacting and affecting our global reality is as a result of the mindlessness and the thoughtlessness and the carelessness in applying ourselves, or those who are taking responsibility for giving masses of people an orientation as to what this life is about, who have not taken the time for their own self-actualization and self-realization in the light of the truth of what living upon the planet is really purposed to be, as school, as curriculum for self-mastery, for self-realization, self-actualization, and the exaltation of life itself. We are here to really be in the perfection of our lives, in the harmonization of our spirits with the laws that govern existence, so that we are in a place of consistent, progressive, soulful, evolutionary unfoldment and development as conscious immortals. We are in a now moment that requires us to really care to be in attention and pay attention to that which is light, that which is love, that which is wisdom, and that which is truth. For there are no other degrees of empowerment that can come when you are under a global initiative that is genocide, a global initiative that is divisiveness, a global initiative that is laying foundation for the populace to be removed from the planet as a result of being in violation of the laws of existence itself. We're in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that all ones have been divided within themselves, and that brother against brother and this inner warfare of families and communities and nations has been going on for too long. And if we have not learned anything, it seems that we should have learned what to do in terms of our exalting a full life's urge, in using the intelligence of our being towards mutual cooperation and collaboration for the good of the whole of us, as opposed to there being those who feel entitled to be working against all other ones, those who feel entitled to be murderers, liars, and thieves, those who feel entitled to usurp the life and the labor and the blood and the sweat and the tears and the initiatives of so many other ones, to misuse them and abuse them towards their own disinterest. There are those who feel as though they can truly prosper at the detriment of other ones. There are those who think that there's some real prosperity as a result of the enslavement of other ones, as a result of the incarceration of other ones, as a result of the bastardization, the usurpation, the devastation, the murder, the slaughter of other ones, and then feeding off of their body parts as food. There are those who feel that they can prosper when they kill and murder and rape and bastardize and war and whatnot. And all of this is the evidence of you dealing with a sick people, a spiritually impoverished people, a people people who are not aligning themselves with that which really lays foundation for their true prosperity, and that helps them to be in a place where they are able to partake fully of the abundance of the real wealth that there is as a part of the reality of and the truth that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And there is nothing that we can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded upon the planet that is greater than who and what we already are as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. We're in a now moment where those of us who are living now, particularly those of us who are moving into maturity, those of us who have children, those of us who can anticipate and already have grandchildren and great-grandchildren, that we have to take responsibility for that which we are doing upon the planet in terms of whatever degrees of damage control, whatever degrees of leadership that we can take in realigning ourselves and our children and those that we have been given charge as teachers and as mentors and as counsel and guidance and whatnot, that we are not here under our own auspices to do whatever the hell we want to do any which way, because any which way does not work. By any means necessary does not work when it comes down to what are the prerequisites for being realigned and restored as a humanity of people. By any means necessary does not work in terms of what is the requisite for being able to have leverage over a world-conquering rampage of divisiveness. By any means necessary is not by virtue of that which is truly light, which is the only prosperity, which is the only sovereignty, which is the only victory that we can have over schemes and agendas and planning and plotting and the initiatives of those who have no commitment to love and light and wisdom and truth, which are the foundation for that which assures our wealth and our prosperity and our longevity and our being able to be qualified for continuance in existence upon the planet or beyond the planet. We who live in this now moment have to come to a point and place where it matters to us why we are living. Because as long as you're reaching for that which undermines your cellular functioning in terms of the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all manners of degerminated bleach, flour products, the pancakes, the waffles, the Eggos, all of this garbage that is so readily available to us that has been touted as if living by destroying ourselves is the right way to live, enjoying ourselves because we have to die from something anyway. It is absolutely hideous that we have so many ones who have no real understanding, understanding, or commitment to be resolutely standing with that which allows them to stand absolutely, that which beats their heart and that which breathes them. That there are those who have exerted such a minimal effort to be completely aligned with the purposes of existence that they have put us in a vibration where we think that success in capitalism is success in life. Success in just setting goals and objectives towards greater degrees of materiality, having more stuff and having more things and more polished wood, metal, and stone, that this is the value of our success in this world where we are still sick. Physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, psychically, we are sick. And so there has been no progression if there is no progression in the wellness of the people, in the exalted morality of the people, in terms of what is necessary in order to really be qualified for continuance in existence. Those who have no value for life, those who have made no commitments to life, those who have no real intention towards that which is law that governs existence will cease to exist as long as they are mindless and thoughtless and careless with that which they have been entrusted with, the wealth of themselves and the wealth of their lineages. We're in a now moment of eternity where we should be responsive As men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages of people, to come to a place and space where we really want to be realigned and restored and come to that place where we walk as liberated beings, liberated from the sickness, liberated from the illness, liberated from the disease, the despair, the dysfunction, the distortion, the degradation, the violation, the incarceration, and all of that, being on a DNA lockdown so that you are thinking that your success in this life is by virtue of how you've applied yourself towards matriculating through the various curriculums that you've been given so that you can be licensed, certified, and degreed to be participants and holders of the keys to the system of things. Our education has not properly prepared us for being triumphant in this life. Our education has put us in a vibration where we have been given an artificial parameters of success, that we are no longer thinking about the success in our being, in the quality and the substance of people that we become, in the quality of integrity that we walk in the quality of our morality and our ethics, and how we are able to represent the lineages that we have come through, those who sacrificed and were sacrificed, those who were murdered and assassinated and bastardized and hung and raped and castrated and set afire and marginalized and killed here. You understand? I'm just saying is that we have greater duty, obligation, and responsibility on behalf of all of the ones who have come before us so that we are not living mindlessly. Thinking that the greatest thing that we can do is have good jobs that have give us pension and insurance and all of that, while every day you're reaching for that which undermines your very life currency. And then you have those who are preparing for this doomsday or for this civil war or whatever, and they're carving out bunkers and trying to amass food. You understand? Store food and store water and weaponry and whatnot. But why would you even go through that process when you're killing yourself on a daily basis anyway? We're in a now moment of eternity where it is necessary, if we care, to have leverage in a system that is working towards its own destruction, a global system, what they may refer to as the New World Order. But you can't build a New World Order on murder and lying and enslavement and bastardization and usurpation and propagandizing and warfare and whatnot. That is the order of death. And for those ones who have seen civilizations rise and civilizations fall as a result of them coming to a point where they no longer are centered in what it is to be a human being, they are no longer centered in the virtues and integrity and character of what is required in order to be in a progressive state of unfoldment, self-realization, self-actualization, and working consciously and conscientiously towards the progression of one's own lineages. We're duped into thinking that we can participate with the murdering and the slaughtering and the bastardizing of other beings, feed off their body parts, their progeny, their eggs, their body fluids, and still be a healthy people. And what we see is that is not true. There's no way to be healthy, to really maintain optimum cellular functioning when you charge your blood with the violation of violated beings, when the primary law of existence is thou shalt not kill. And now killing is sport. Killing is game. Killing is just for the hell of it. Killing. Is that which will sink this whole collective of ones, governments, and families and communities that are at war within themselves, against themselves. And you cannot prosper when you are at war with anything, because to war against anyone is to war against yourself, because in absolute reality and absolute truth, there literally is only one self, which is the intelligence of existence, which is that which sees through every eye. And there is no way that you can exalt a full life's urge by marginalizing, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, violating, stupefying anybody else for profit, for money, for game, for sport, for whatever. There is only one purpose in existence, and that's to truly unfold as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Our purpose in being is to be harmonized in the truth of who and what we are as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence. But there is nothing supremely intelligent about killing yourself, killing your children, creating a livelihood based on producing, manufacturing, distributing, advertising, and consuming that which undermines your cellular functioning, that which adds poison and toxins to your body chemistry. There's nothing supremely intelligent about feeling entitled to be murderers, liars, and thieves. We're in a place and space where those of us who really care should care to be empowered so that we are not undermined by the initiative of those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and truth. We should be empowered to the degree to which we are able to separate ourselves by cleansing ourselves, by facilitating a whole life's urge, to exalt a full life's urge, in that we will do nothing to undermine ourselves. But these people have put us in a place where we think that we can matriculate through whatever system of study, whatever field of study, and still be getting high and drinking and drunk and this and that. And then because we're in school, then we're learning something, when we have not learned to value ourselves and how to really be in a place where you are functioning optimally so that you are creating and facilitating optimum thinking. And surely with all of the education that we have access to, we should be able to think a greater thought than killing people for sport and for fun and for profit through the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death, your soda companies, your alcohol companies, your tobacco companies, your sugar industries, your meat industries, your dairy industries. You understand, all of these things, when you put them all together, you have what I refer to as the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death. And that the government is fully complicit with subsidizing those entities to give them access to the hearts and the minds and the spirits of the people. And when you have a government that licenses and says it is okay to produce that which undermines everything and everybody, then you have a government that will soon cease to exist. There is no way that we can continue to perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death and think that there's some prosperity that you can have in an economy that thrives on killing people, undermining children, devastating communities with all of the alcohol and the tobacco and the candy and the sugar and the artificially colored, artificially flavored garbage that's readily available to us. It makes no sense at all to go into any degree of curriculum when you have no commitment to your own life. And where we are now, if you really are experiencing the consequences of being out of alignment with that which is your divinity, then you have to ask for that. You can reclaim your life. You can reclaim your health. You can be completely healed from everything, completely whole. You can walk the rest of your life in a consistent and progressive degree of unfoldment and self-actualization and self-realization. And regardless of what you have done in the past, you can experience the fullness of the clearing, the cleansing, the forgiveness that is necessary in order to ensure your glorious rising destiny. We are in this now moment where you are at a crossroads in terms of what it is you're living for, how it is you are being on a daily basis, because when it come time for you to leave, you will be held completely accountable for what you did and didn't do, for what you sought, what you applied yourself to. And these people have us in a vibration where we think that, oh, because we were born in sin and our nature is sinful, that we can live a sinful life and still have eternal life. Still ascend into the exalted heavens and sit at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. You understand? I'm just saying, you're already in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence. You should not be dying here. And it's because you've accepted death as the natural culmination, destiny, and fate of life, then you have really undermined yourself, because your thought is creating and laying foundation for what it is you're choosing. And so I'm the one to encourage you to realign yourself, because nobody else's thought has more power in your life than your own. But if you are not thinking life, if you are not choosing life, if you are feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows, and still drinking and smoking and spewing and getting high and all of this, you are literally dissipating your life force. And the end of that is death. And you may not have 40, 50, 60 years to be in adulteration. And those who are coming younger, because you've been undermined as a result of your parents having been toxic and whatnot, you all just don't have that kind of time to be mindless, to be stupid, to be out of order, and think that you'll have a long life, because the whole point in being under genocide is to destroy the integrity of our genealogy, is to put us on a DNA lockdown. It's to block and obstruct us from our direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls. The whole point in being under siege, under a world system of divisiveness, is to put us in a position where we're helpless and hopeless, and we are disenfranchised, and we have no power to do anything differently. So it requires you to care, because your care to be obedient unto the laws that govern your life, your care to be harmonized in the will of existence, to adopt the ways of being that are truly life-supporting, life-enhancing, healing, regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, and revivifying. This is the path to our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, and our having the opportunity to participate in the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government as it is being established upon the earth through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification of the temples of God. You're in a now moment where it is up to you to really be decisive about what it is you truly care to accomplish in your life. And I'm the one to encourage you to be decisive about walking in the fullness of your own authenticity as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, because you are already immortal. And this is our time. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama your voice of resurrection.